What's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. So, unfortunately, yesterday, Nipsey Hussle, the rapper, passed away. He was killed in front of his own clothing store in his own hood. And, you know, let me start off by saying, because I hate fake people, I wasn't a Nipsey fan. Like, I liked him, and I liked what he did for his community, and I liked his hustle. But I, you know, some music I just can't get with. And it's not because he wasn't a good rapper either. It's, I think, because he's from the West Coast. Sometimes, you know, I live on the East Coast. Sometimes I don't like how West Coast, like, rap or whatever. It's shit. Sometimes I don't like how East Coast raps either. It's a lot of New York rappers that I don't care for. Nas being one of them. Don't come for me. I don't listen to Nas. There's a couple of Nas songs I like, but I'm not a Nas fan. So anyway, the reason why I'm doing this podcast today is deeper than just, you know, like how bloggers try to cover someone's death. I want people to wake the fuck up. Now, Nipsey announced like last year that he was working on a documentary about Dr. Sebi. And let me give you some background on Dr. Sebi. So Dr. Sebi, I believe, lived in Honduras, and he could, like, he has said that he could cure cancer, AIDS, different diseases that a lot of people are dying from. And mainly he could cure those things with pretty much a proper diet, and maybe other things that I'm missing out on. Anyway, so that's a little background on him. Older man, he was a healer. I don't know if y'all remember when Left Eye died. When she died in Honduras, that's who she was going to see. She was going to see Dr. Sebi. And so when this happened yesterday, you know, I got to thinking about Left Eye and how that whole situation was strange, because I don't know if you all seen the documentary about, I think it's called The Last Days of Lisa Lopez or something to that extent, but it shows like her last days in Honduras. I guess they taped it up until when she died in the car crash. It's very, very crazy. But it always baffled me how she was the only one out of, she was one of three, it was like three of them in there, including her. So long story short, she was the only one who died. And that always just, like, it just baffled me. And a couple days before she died, I seen on a documentary that something happened where she hit a kid out there. You know, it's all types of stories of, you know, what happened. But anyway, fast forward to now, Dr. Sebi in this documentary. It said that the U.S. has something to do with Dr. Sebi's murder. He just mysteriously was killed. Mysteriously. So it said that the government had something to do with that. Because, of course, when you're coming over to the U.S. and you're screaming you can cure cancer, of course we're going to pay attention. I mean, cancer has taken so many lives over the years. I mean, I just lost my aunt last year to cancer. So, of course, our ears are fucking open. We want to hear what we can do. And he magically just vanished, like just was killed. So it's believed that the U.S. had something to do with that, and of course they would do that. Why not? If this man comes over here and tells you the truth and you could actually cure yourself from AIDS, cancer, hepatitis, herpes, all different little diseases that are non-curable over here, of course they're going to take him out. You're fucking with their money. Billions of dollars. Billions. You fucking with the pharmaceutical company now. Okay? So that's facts. But, so Nipsey was going to do a documentary on the trial on Dr. Sebi, and he beat both trials that he went on. So, now all of a sudden, Nipsey Hussle is dead at 33. Like, that's, let me just put aside my government theory for 1 second. Suppose it was gang related. It's still a fucking problem. We need to put down the guns, period. You know what I'm saying? If this was game related, and it could be very well that some niggas in the streets was just hating from his own fucking hood, because niggas be definitely hating. That's a problem in itself too. Like, when is it going to stop? How many rappers have gotten shot and killed too young, not even able to do everything they was meant to do on this earth, like fulfill their mission? That's fucking horrible, and it makes me sad for like young men or young baby boys that have to grow up in this kind of world. You know what I'm saying? It makes me sad for them, because it's like, because you're black, you're a fucking target, and if you know too much, you're definitely a fucking target. And I'ma set aside the whole black thing too. White people too, some white people's death, you know, like far as celebrities or just other things you don't know about, is questionable as fuck to me. Like, they don't like when you know too much. So I was talking to one of my followers on Instagram, and he was like, you should do the podcast, but you know, be careful, because you never know who's listening. And while I understand all that, it's just when something is touching me, hitting home for me, and just touching real deep for me, I feel like I need to speak on it. Like, what the fuck do I have a podcast for if I can't speak on how things that are going on in this world, and how I feel, and maybe a million other people feel? You know what I'm saying? So, whatever. I just think it's really sad that he died at such a young age. My heart goes out to his girlfriend, Lauren London, because I always just felt like they was just a perfect couple. They really complimented each other. Like, they had the whole West Side Love thing going on. I thought that shit was so cute. And it's so funny, yesterday, before he died, I was watching the GQ interview with him and Lauren, like, asking each other questions. Kylie and Travis Scott did one too. I guess GQ does those. But it was really cute. And I was like, oh, they got, you know, their own little unique relationship. And then they always be low-key. Like, they just for real start, like, being out. You know, Lauren London is very private. And that's, I like that about her. She's very private. You don't even know what the fuck her kids look like. So, for something to mess with that happy home is, like, very saddening to me. Like, my heart really goes out to her. And like I said on my other podcast, it's nothing. It's no pain. Like, first of all, losing your child and losing somebody that you love. And they was been together for a fucking minute. And she has a young son by him. And he has another daughter. It's just so many people impact. Not just, let's, America, let's just stop being selfish. You know, for ourselves. Like, yeah, people, especially his fans, we're going to miss him. But his fucking family, like, y'all out here shooting people. Y'all not thinking about people's fucking family. It's more than just, it's just deeper than that. Like, niggas is picking up guns too quickly and just ending niggas' lives. It's sad. And the same goes for, like, school shootings, workplace shootings. Like, all these shootings, these mass shootings, this shit has got to fucking stop. This shit has got to fucking stop. And unfortunately, we have a president that seems like condones that shit. It's fucking ridiculous, but y'all motherfuckers voted for him. So, they. But anyway, it was said that Nipsey got shot 6 times. 5 to the body and 1 to the head. That's execution style. That's a little fishy to me. That's a lot fishy to me. I'm just very overwhelmed with sadness, and I'm sorry that happened to him. And I was definitely, when I heard about the documentary about Dr. Sebi, because I've been looking into him as I get older and just notice different things going on with my body and how I can fix it, like not eating right. I have really bad acid reflux, so I'm like, maybe if I follow an alkaline diet, then it'll, you know, get rid of that shit or whatever. Just, I'm assuming he could cure a lot of shit, like a lot of things. And I've read YouTube reviews where they were like, they did his alkaline diet and how their digestive system just changed so drastically, and how all the toxins were coming out. So he knew some good shit. He knew what the fuck he was talking about. I've been to Honduras, and their way of living over there is completely fucking different than America. Like, they don't just at hand have, like, chicken, beef, shrimp, none of that shit. That shit has to be imported from Miami, and it's not imported that much. The guy, I think he said it's imported, like, every 3 months, and they don't get a large supply. So what they eat over there is iguana, fish. They get a lot of fish over there. Of course, they can go fishing. But, Honduras, the part that I went to was very nice, but on the ride there, it's very poor over there. It's very, like, basic living. And they look happy because they don't know anything else. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel like anything is wrong with this around their environment. But, yeah, it's very simple living. They don't have no stores over there, like, no Walmart or nothing. Like, they had a Domino's over there. That was it. In the part that I went to. So, what was the part I went to? I can't remember. But, the Bahamas was the same fucking way. So, anyway, that concludes my podcast today on Nipsey Hussle. Again, like, stay woke, first of all, and be safe out here. Like, be fucking safe out here. Watch your fucking back in these streets, because niggas, even if niggas wasn't responsible for this and the government was, niggas still be hating. There's too many black men getting killed left and right. And then, hold on, it's a lot of black activists that we don't even know about. Only reason why we know about it is because of Facebook. In my case, I'm going to be honest, the only reason why I know about them black activists going missing is because of Facebook. And it's just like, why are they not making a bigger deal out of this? All these black people, these activists turning up murdered. Wow. Wake the fuck up. See y'all on the next episode.